So we're now going to talk to the children. So if the children can come up the front. And for Robin Shroon, this is going to be a bit of what I'm going to be doing on Monday, as you're going to see. So you're all the kids up the front. There's something here for you, Chris, especially. Right. So apart from Chris, does anyone else know what this is? What's this? It's a harvester, and what does it harvest? Yeah, that is correct. So at the moment, we're in harvest, we're harvesting wheat when it's not raining. And yeah, so we're going to just hope this is going to be out here. So how wide do you think it is from here to here in real terms? It's about 25 foot, or 7.5 metres, which is probably from me to the curtain back there, roughly speaking. So that's how wide the front of this, to give you a scale. Now we're going to bring it down a bit smaller here. Does anybody know what this is? Show it to the adults and show it to the kids. You can pass it around, it's not very precious. Does anybody know what that is? Do you know what it is? It's kind of like a marble, but it's not quite. Oh, what's that? Miller? It's a very small part, and it's called a ball bearing, so you want to pass it into the road behind you. So, does anybody know what this is?
Isn't it
Chris?
Bearing
the... This is a bearing, you're quite right. So in the bearing, this goes onto a shaft, which we're going to show you pretty soon, and then there's a whole lot of those little balls dotted around here. It's held together with some seals, and then there's a bit of metal on the outside. So you can see that this allows the shaft on the middle to spin through the housing. So those little balls are inside here, and they make the bearing work. And if the balls aren't inside here, it all falls to bit, which is what happened on Thursday, and this whole machine stops. Because those tiny little balls, which are worth, well, it's worthless now that it's fallen out of its bearing. As soon as that stops, the whole machine stops. So we'll pass this around. There's two of these. So you can pass that into the road behind you. So if you can see that little bearing, that little ball bearing goes in the bearing to make it go round. And you try spinning that and feel how smooth it is. So then... Here you go, Hayden. If we sit this on here, this is a shaft. And if you can look in here, there's the bearing there. And it's sitting in its housing. And that means that the shaft can spin. And those other two bearings you're passing around sit about here and about here. And it's quite a fun job to put that all back together, which is Monday morning's job if you want to come and help Robin Shroon. So, and then on the header, the shaft that's sitting here, the end with the cogs on it also has a pulley that hides under this cover here. And it takes the power from the engine and the header, and then it runs it from the header along the shaft, which we're seeing here, that runs along here. And then it drives the cogs, which drive this drum, or this auger. And then it runs along, the pulley runs along to a belt that drives the knives, which are these little things here, which cut the grain, which allow the grain to flow through the header. So if we take that right back to this little ball bearing, if these little ball bearings fall out of the bearing that you're passing around, the shaft stops spinning around. Well, it keeps spinning, but it destroys its housing and everything else. And then the whole header stops just because of that little bearing. So we're just wondering if there's times in your lives that you feel maybe small and not important, like this little bearing. But sometimes these small things that don't look very important and aren't worth a lot of money are actually very, very, very important. Because if all these small parts don't work together, this whole big machine stops. And nothing happens. So that's a wee thing that hopefully you can remember. And if someone wants to take that ball bearing home, they can, because it's rubbish now that it's not with its friends. And if you just remember that, that little ball bearing and all your smaller people, if you're not there and it's not working, all of a sudden it can stop the whole big machine. And that small things are actually very, very important. So we're just going to pray for you guys before we sing a song. What's that, Hayden? And then you're going to go to Sunday school. So we'll just pray. Dear God, we thank you for these kids. Even though they're small, like the ball bearing, they're all very, very important. And we just pray that as they grow up, that they would realise how important they are and how much they can contribute to the big scheme of things. We just pray that everyone else, you know, helps recognise us and encourages these kids as they grow and get bigger. In Jesus' name, amen.